Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. The way this podcast works is really simple. Just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. We'll take a moment to relax, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. And remember, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify, then hit the follow button and you'll never miss out on a good night's rest. If you're enjoying Get Sleepy, then please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And this will help other people find us and hopefully get a better night's sleep themselves. And if you have any feedback or any ideas that you'd like to share with me or the team directly, you can do so at getsleepy.com. Now in tonight's story, a young lady with a dream to swim in the wild with her favourite animal travels to the coastal town of Kaikoura in New Zealand. Here she hopes to fulfil her lifelong ambition of a close and personal encounter with the beautiful and intelligent dusky dolphins that inhabit this part of the coastline. This is in fact a story that was inspired by my other half. She's such a nature enthusiast and, like me, she cares deeply about the welfare of animals and sea life in particular. And it was amazing on our trip to New Zealand to see her excitement for this really special experience. And I think it makes for a perfect and calming story that will hopefully help you drift off to sleep. But first, let's begin, as always, by making sure that you're nice and comfortable in bed. Resting your head on the pillow and feeling your body gradually sinking into the mattress. Just take a few deep breaths. Each one a little slower than the previous. As you allow your worries to fade away. I hope you're feeling relaxed and peaceful. It's okay if not though. Any thoughts that might be disrupting your peace can be visualized as small clouds. Right now, these small clouds might be floating around in your mind. In your own time, you can let those clouds come together, attaching to one another, to form a large, fluffy cloud. And just like any other cloud you see in the sky, this one is going to float away and allow the sky above to clear. Picture it now. Your large, fluffy cloud of thought gently floating away. Out of your physical self, into the external world. And here, the cloud will float far away and gently disperse into tiny fragments. Eventually, your large fluffy cloud of thought no longer exists. The sky is clear and blue as can be. You can allow yourself to feel an inner warmth and clarity. Now, as you begin to fall asleep, I'll turn to our story for this evening. For as long as she can remember, Evie has always loved to swim. She feels somewhat at home in the water, a place where she can glide and dance through the environment with a near weightless sensation. When she was just a few years old, her parents would take her on holidays in the Mediterranean, which provided her with lots of opportunities to paddle in the sea. Various boat trips had Evie fascinated with the world beneath and all of the unique creatures that lived there. One day, when she was 5 years old, Evie's family decided to take her on a dolphin watching tour off the coast of Spain. Never having seen dolphins before, Evie wasn't sure what to expect. But it was this moment where her enchantment began. The way that the dolphins interacted with the boat and joyfully leapt out of the water, as if to put on a show for the smiling onlookers. It was simply magical for a young girl who already loved to swim herself. From this day on, it became a great ambition of Evie's to find out everything she could about dolphins. She learned of all the species, how they interact with one another, how they were known for their protective nature, looking out for humans entering dangerous areas of the sea. Their entire lifestyle was an inspiration to Evie, who hoped that one day she might find a way to swim with them herself. She had heard of many tourist attractions, such as zoos and aquariums around the world, offering the opportunity to swim with their dolphins. However, Evie instinctively recognized that these beautiful creatures didn't belong in enclosed pools. If she was ever to meet them, she wanted it to be in the open ocean, in their natural habitat, in a place where she would be their guest. Evie's love of dolphins was so strong as a child, and this was recognized by her grandma, who loved nothing more than putting a smile on her granddaughter's face. Evie's grandma happened to be an excellent painter. She decided that she wanted to give Evie a special gift, one that she would cherish for years to come. Therefore, she painted a lovely image of two dusky dolphins with light grey backs and pure white bellies, swimming below the surface of the water in a vibrant turquoise ocean. When her grandma gave her the framed painting, Evie was delighted and so grateful. The dolphins looked so lifelike, almost as if it were a photo. She gave her grandma the warmest of hugs as she placed it on her bedroom wall. The painting has remained pride of place in the very same spot, right up until the present day. A constant source of inspiration, and also a happy memory of her late grandma, who she loved so dearly. Alongside the painting, another item that Evie holds dear is a dolphin bracelet that her parents gave her when she was young. Wearing it has always brought her strength, courage, and a sense of calm in times of trouble. In a similar way to how some people hold dear prayer beads or items of jewelry that are passed down from their elders, Evie treasures this bracelet. In the present day, Evie is in New Zealand, enjoying the trip of a lifetime. She's experienced so much wonder already on her travels. But on the penultimate day of her vacation, the best is yet to come. A tourist operator in Kaikoura is one of only a few places worldwide that offer visitors the opportunity to swim with dolphins in the wild. They're astutely aware of protecting nature and the environments that they enter during their tours, something that Evie holds very dear to her heart. Waking up with the sunrise, Evie is instantly filled with energy and excitement. Today she gets the chance to fulfill a lifelong dream. She sets off from her campsite to the nearby location from which the dolphin tours operate. As she enters the reception office, there are several other visitors already queuing. Much like her, most are gleaming with anticipation. She confirms her place on the tour with the receptionist and is instructed to change into a wetsuit. After a short briefing, a bus takes the visitors away from the town centre and out towards the harbour. The weather is looking perfect. Clear skies and bright sunshine. Just a light breeze dusting the air, creating a gentle ripple on the sea water. Awaiting the visitors is a medium-sized passenger boat which carries roughly 20 to 25 people on board. Evie takes a seat by the window as the passengers are given their final briefing. The boat then leaves the dock and glides out into the vast ocean. The surrounding mountains overlook the bay, creating some stunning scenery all around. Evie makes her way to the rear of the vessel. The sun is glistening on the water as it ripples in the wake of the boat. The air is fresh, and the breeze counters the heat of the sun. In New Zealand, the ozone layer is a lot thinner than in most parts of the world, so the UV levels are therefore greater. No wonder there's such a notable scent of sun cream in the air. As the boat wades through the water, Evie and other passengers spot numerous seals fishing in the sea. This is a very popular place for them to come in the summer months, with lots of large, smooth rocks along the shoreline for them to laze around on and catch the sun. as well as seals, the area is well known for its large albatross population. These magnificent birds have a similar appearance to the common seagull, but the size difference is astounding. The typical wingspan of an albatross is in the region of 3 meters. A staggering sight to witness as they land and take off on the surface of the water. And Evie is treated to such a sight once or twice en route to the dolphins. Over the radio, the skipper of the boat receives information of a large pod of dusky dolphins not far from their location. Naturally, the boat makes for the reported sightings, and the excitement really begins to set in. Evie can feel her heart racing as she and the other guests eagerly look out over the sides of the boat, hoping to spot the marvelous sea mammals. All of a sudden, several dolphins begin leaping through the air, only 50 yards or so from the boat. Cries of admiration ring out from the passengers, each pointing in various directions where they think they've spotted even more. It's not long before the boat is in the midst of dozens of dolphins, all happily swimming alongside, putting on a show for the visitors. It soon becomes apparent that there are hundreds of duskies in this area. All around, they're performing leaps, flips, and tandem tricks to the amazement of onlookers. Evie watches with a smile as wide as the sky, seeing the dolphins performing and interacting in such a way takes her back to her younger years and makes her feel even more connected with these creatures. Once the boat is positioned in a good spot, the skipper turns off the engine and allows the vessel to float gently in the water. With plenty of dolphins choosing to remain nearby and happily interacting, the crew give Evie and the other swimmers their prompt to prepare for entry into the water. The several swimmers make their way to the rear of the boat, where there are seating areas to safely disembark from. Evie's adrenaline levels are at maximum. She can feel the water at her feet, but can barely pay any attention to its coldness. She almost feels like she's in a dream. When you've longed for such an opportunity for so much time, it isn't easy to decipher the actual reality. But with her snorkel in place, her cherished bracelet on her wrist, and her underwater camera at the ready, the klaxon sounds, and Evie pushes herself off the boat and into the sea. At this point, Evie is fueled with excitement as she and the other swimmers put their faces below the surface of the water. The crew recommended that they sing and make plenty of noise. This tends to draw the attention of the dolphins, who respond by interacting and singing right back at you. Lo and behold, within a minute, Evie spots 2 dolphins swooshing through the bright blue water beneath her feet. Her mind gasps, and her heart races even faster. She tunefully hums with utmost enthusiasm, hoping the dolphins will return. Evie's efforts soon pay off, as several dolphins pass by her just a couple of feet away. It's imperative that swimmers do not try to touch the dolphins, as this can cause them harm. So Evie continues to sing and push her body down beneath the surface. The buoyancy of the wetsuit prevents her from reaching much depth, but the dolphins are so friendly and playful that they come right up to her level. Her heart is filled with complete happiness. There's no sensation of fear, no anxiety, just contentment for this blessed moment. Evie noticed how the luminous turquoise water and the interspersing dusky dolphins swimming through it bear an uncanny resemblance to Grandma's painting. Their skin is so smooth, with beautiful markings, and the way that they navigate the waters is a work of art in itself. For a brief time, two dolphins approach Evie and swim in a circular motion around her. She can't contain her excitement as she spins round and round, following them with her camera lens. The experience brings with it the most childlike joy, and she can sense the dolphins reciprocating the very same emotions. After about 45 minutes of getting in and out of the water, the crew call the swimmers in for the final time. Evie boards the boat and gives her final farewell to the magnificent creatures. She cannot stop smiling. The buzz is likely to last for a very long time. The skipper slowly guides the boat back towards land, but the dolphins continue to follow for a short while. They really turn on the style, performing backflips and other acrobatics. Might these intelligent animals be consciously displaying their affection and gratitude? It certainly seems that way. As the boat sails further, back towards the harbour, the dolphins gradually tail off and carry on with their day. This leaves the passengers with 20 or so minutes to reflect on the experience. The crew chat to Evie and the other swimmers, asking them how they enjoyed the excursion. The common trend between them all was that it was one of the best things they had ever done. Evie expressed how much it meant to her, how the creatures had always been a source of joy and inspiration. She had worried that the experience might not live up to her expectations. She thought that the dolphins might not want to interact so much, or that the crew might not even locate them. However, in the end, The encounter was everything she could have hoped for, and more. Arriving back on dry land, Evie was still on an immense high. She felt overcome with gratitude and emotion. Her dreams had come true today, and the effect of it felt life-changing. She'd been invited into the world of a dolphin, and the way they communicated with such mutual affection absolutely validated Evie's love for them, which had only grown stronger from the experience. Leaving Kaikoura, Evie looked over the footage she had captured on her camera. Amongst some incredible videos and shots, one of the still images was remarkable. Her grandma's painting now had a near replica photograph to go with it. Two dusky dolphins with light grey backs and pure white bellies, swimming below the surface of the water in a vibrant turquoise ocean. A dream turned into a reality, and a memory to last forever.